Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Zayin in Masechet Shabbos. The 129th daf in Shas. We pick up to where we left off on Samach Vavam Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah is discussing different things that a woman is allowed and not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, Yotzin Be'evin Tkuma B'Shabbos. A woman is allowed to go out with a stone that pregnant women carry to maintain their pregnancy, Lashon Tekuma, to be machzik, to hold on to the pregnancy. Remeir amru af bimishkal, even if it corresponds to the weight of the Evan Tekuma, despite the fact that it's not the Evan Tekuma itself, it's also acceptable. Evan Tekuma v'lo she'apila. She's allowed to carry a Evan Tekuma, even if she's not necessarily believed that she will miscarry, but even just to maintain the pregnancy, as Rashi explains, even if there's no particular fear that the pregnancy will be adversely affected. Ela shema tapil. Even if she's not miscarried in the past, but if there's any concern that she will, then you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. V'lo she'ibra elashema tis'aber v'tapil. Even if we don't know that she's pregnant, but we're afraid that she's become pregnant and we're not aware of it yet, and she will miscarry, it's also acceptable. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Shlami mishmei d'abaye. V'hu dichavin v'iska. The only time you're allowed to use the same type of weight is if it corresponds to the exact weight. We had said that you don't only need an Evan Tekuma, but even another Evan would be acceptable, but only if it's the same weight. Baya asked the following question. Mishkal, the Mishkal mai. If you weighed the weight of the Evan Tekuma, in other words, you had the Evan Tekuma and you once measured it against another weight that it was the exact same weight. And then you measured another stone against the stone that was measured against Evan Tekuma. Is that acceptable also as a refuma? Gemara says, Teku tishbi karetz kushios v'abayis. V'amar abayi and abayi taught. Amali aim. My mother taught me. The Gemara continues. So Amar Abaye said, Amarli, my mother taught, Lashta, when it comes to a fever, Bas Yoma, that comes every day, Lishkol Zuzi Chivara, you need to take, Chivara means white, a white Zuz, Velezel, and put it, Lemilchasa, and put it by a salt evaporator, Veliskel Maskele Milcha, and weigh it against its weight in the salt, and then tie that salt that weighs the weight of a white zuz by the neck opening of his shirt with a strand of hair. This will somehow cure from the fever. The law, and if he cannot do this, he should go to a crossroad. Shum Shemana, Gamla, Didari Midi, when he sees a large ant, Gamla is a large ant that is carrying something, Vilishadie Bugusa Dinichsha, he should put it in a copper tube, Vilisname Ba'avra, and should seal it with lead, Vilichname Bishisin Gushpanke, and he should seal it with 60 seals, Vilar Varzule, and he should shake the tube, Vilidre, and carry it, Vilemale, and then say to the ant, Tunach alive utunelach, your burden upon me and my burden upon you, and somehow the ant would get the machla, it will be transferred from him to the ant. Maybe we could add whimsically that everybody needs to carry a pekel, but we hope that the pekel, the package that we carry, is a good one. In fact, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, go look to the ant, and lech, Atzel, says Shlomo HaMelech, go look, lazy one, at the ant, Lenamel, go look at the ant. And the ant becomes what he does becomes a metaphor for someone who does work and is productive. So instead of carrying the fever, he wants to be carrying something for productive things like the ant. The Gemara continues 5 lines from the bottom. Amar le'ravacha b'rei d'Ravuna le'ravashi. V'dilma inish ashkechei. He said, but perhaps another person had found this exact ant, and he had already transferred his sickness upon it. V'isik bei. Ella, rather, we should change the lashon a little bit. Le'male, he should say to him, Tunai utunach alecha. He should say, my burden and your burden should be on you. Tunai utunach alecha. V'lol, and if he's not able to do this, he can't get an ant. So then, in such a case, lishkol kuzachata, he should take a new small earthenware vessel, v'lezo nara, and go to the river, v'lemele, and say to it, nara, nara, river, river, usvan kuzah demayilu urcha de'ikule, lend me a vessel full of water to heal my illness. V'lehader shav zimni al reishim, he must circle the vessel that is filled with water from the river, v'shadim l'achor, and then he tosses the water behind him into the river, v'lemele, and he should say, nara, nara, shkol maya dehavile, take back the water that you've given to me, to urcha de'ikle lai, because the routine has come back to me. In other words, I'm no longer sick. B'yome asu, v'yome asu, from this day and on. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna taught, lashto, when it comes to fever, tilse, leise, shiva, if you have a fever that strikes for 3 days, then leise, shiva, bring together 7 silvi mishiva dikli, branches from 7 day palms, vishivi seve mishiva kshuri, and 7 splinters from 7 beams. We really don't understand the significance of all these things. Vishiva siki mishiva gishuri, and 7 pegs from 7 bridges. Vishiva ktiri mishiva tanuri, and 7 specimens of dirt or ash from 7 ovens. Vishiva afri mishiva sinri, and 7 pieces of dirt from 7 door sockets, v'shiva kufri m'shiva arbi, and 7 parts of pitch from 7 arbi is a ship, v'shiva buni kimoni, and 7 kernels of cumin, v'shiva bini midikna de kalva sava, and 7 hairs from an old dog, v'litzarina b'chala devet savar b'nira barka, and he must tie these items by the neck opening with a strand of hair. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan taught, Li'ishti tzimsa, for a burning fever. Tzimsa is burning. We already learned that Lashta is a fever, and tzimsa is a burning fever. Lishkol sakina dekule pazala, he must take a knife that is made out of iron, v'leza lehecha de'ika vardina, and go to a place where there is a thorn bush, v'litya be nira barka, and not upon it a strand of hair. Yoma kama lichuk be purta v'lema, the first day he must move the bush slightly and say the following, Vayera Malach Hashem Elov, in reference to Moshe Rabbeinu that had a Kodesh Baruch Hu that appeared to him. Lamachar, the next day, Likruk Beiport of Alema, he must move the bush a little bit more. Vileman, he says on the second day, Vayem Moshe Asur Nara'eh, and Moshe said, let me turn and see the burning bush. V'machalichuk be'porti v'leima, the next day he notches the bush a little bit more, and then v'leima, he should say, Vayar Hashem Kisar L'ros, and Hashem saw that he turned aside to see. Here, the expression Kisar, indicates that he wants the Magefa to go away. Ask the Gemara, Amale Rav Acha Braid Rav Ravashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said to Ravashi, let him say, Vayom al Tikrav Alom. Instead of Sar the Rose, he should quote that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do not come close here, saying that he doesn't want the sickness to come close. Ella, rather, Rav Acha suggests a different approach. Liyoma Kama Lema, on the first day, he should say, Vayera Malach Hashem Elov Vayomer Moshe. he should describe the pasuk that happened in regards to Moshe seeing the snare. Ulamachar lema vayira Hashem kisar liros. Ulamachar, and the third day, vayomer Hashem al tikrav halom, that he should make reference that the sickness should not come close to him, as Hashem said, don't come close to the snare. Analyzes the Gemara. By continuing discussing the remedy, and when the burning fever has stopped, he must bend low to completely be posek the bush from the ground, and then he says, he says, hasne hasne, the thorn bush and thorn bush. It is not because that you are taller or greater that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose to rest the Shekhinah on you. El mishum de malchis mikolana. Rather because you are the shortest. Ashrei kudsha b'richu shchinte elach. Praise that Kodesh Baruch Hu that rested the divine presence upon you. Then he continues to say, v'cheichi dechamisei ashtei lechananya mishol v'zayah. And just as the fire which held Hananya mishol v'azayah, Varikas min kadmai, and they fled in front of them. Kach tachumeni ashtoi lufoni parpolens v'siarek min kadmai. So to the fire of the burning favor should remove from Ploni the son of Plonis and be cured for him forever. The Gemara continues, l'sitma for boils, le'machi, you should say the following. Bazbazia mas masya kas kasya sharloya. Ve'amiloi, all these are strange names. Ilu malchun dishtalcha mi'ar d'stoim ulasa shechini kivin. These are the angels sent forth from the land of stone to heal painful boils. Bazach bozich baz bezozich mas musich. Einech beich, einech beich. Now he refers to the boils themselves. Einech beich means may your color remain beich as you are. And color remain as you are, in other words, that they shouldn't become more red. Asrech beich, may your air place remain. Zreich kekolut uchfrada de lo paru ve lo ravya. And may your seed be like that of a kolut, which means locked up. Kach lo tifa lo teri begufe diplonim by plonis. So too, may your boils neither increase nor multiply upon the body of plainness by plainness. Rekipa for blisters, Lemahachi, you could say the following. Cherev shlufa, a stretched out sword. Vikela netusha, and a slingshot placed. Lo shme yachiv cholim achoven. Its name, not yachav, painful illness. Something that's else that's said to chase away something bad. Rashida. For Shaden, Lemahachi should say the following. Havis defakik defakik havis. You were stopped up you were. Lita tavur umishumas bartit bartome bartina kishamgas merigas. You shall be cursed, broken, and put into vistamtoi, put into shumas means to be put into excommunication. Shat istamoi is a name that he is referred to as Bartit, Bartimoy, Bartina, as well as Shamgaz, Merigaz, and Istamoy. Another thing that is said to chase away bad things, Rishida the base Kisa Leimahachi, to banish a demon of the base Akise, he should say the following. Akarkafe Dari upon the head of a lion, Va'usi de Guyosa, and within the nostrils of a lioness, Ashkechon Lishidoi Bar Shikra Panda, shall be found the demon of Bar Shrika Panda. Let's stop and make an interesting observation. It seems from our Gemara that the tefillah is that the demon be placed on the head of the lion. This reminds me of the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara describes that the daughter of Rav Chisda, who was married to Rava, would place her hand on top of Rava's head to protect him from Azikim, particularly when he went to the bathroom, and he required an extra shmirah from Azikim when he became a Rosh Yeshiva. So here we see that we want the demons that go on the head, as we see in the Gemara in Brachos, and that was how Bas Rav Chisda, protected Rabbah, we ask that it go on the head of a lion. The Gemara continues that part of the Amira also is B'meishu decharti chavte B'lu'ua dechamra charte. Upon a leak of a field of a leak I fell, I caused him to fall with the jawbone of a donkey. The B'lu'ua dechamra is the jawbone of a donkey. Chatarte, I hit him. Our Gemara now goes to back to topics that we're more familiar with. Ubinei Malachim Bizogin, we said in our Mishnah on Sanach Vav Amabez that children of kings are allowed to go out with bells because that's normal for them to go out to announce their appearance. Man Tanam Rabbi Yosher Rabbi Shimoni, it follows Rabbi Shimon because ultimately the Mishnah says Shedibro Chacham Behoveh, it doesn't only apply to kings, but it applies to all of Klal Yisrael, Shedibro Chacham Behoveh, and that is Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim. That we view all of Klal Yisrael as B'nei Malachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rava Amar Ba'ori B'Ksusei V'Divrei HaKol. Rava says that you don't need to say it's talking specifically about Malachim. Rava argues a different approach. Rava says, Ba'ori B'Ksusei, when the bells are woven into the garments, Divrei HaKol, it follows the opinion of all Shitas. Even the Rabbanan, who don't accept Rabbi Shimon's argument of that Kol Yisrael are B'nai Malachim, however, if it's woven into the garment, then in such a case it would be no problem going out wearing this garment. So to summarize this last line of Gemara, the Gemara told us that B'nai Malachim are allowed to wear the bells, as the Mishnah described in Samach Vav on the Beis, and that would go according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that says Kol B'nai Yisrael B'nai Malachim Hein. Rava suggests that we could explain our Mishnah even according to Chachamim who do not accept that. This opinion of Rabbi Shimon is found in Perek Shmona Shvatim on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. Even the Chacham who disagree would say that if it's woven into the Beged, so then the individual is not likely to take it off and to show others. Bezos Hashem, we now begin a new Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Yotzin Bebetas Chachargol, you may go out with a locust egg, uveshein shul and a fox's tooth, uvematmer min hatsoluv, and the nail from gallows, mishum refua, for the purpose of refua, div Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir. The Gemara will spell out that these were also thought to be remedies. A beitzas hachargol thought to be a remedy for an earache, shein shul, fox's tooth is thought for insomnia, and matmar tzoluv is for a swelling of on a wound. The chacham moisim, yet the chacham prohibit after chomishum darkei amori. Chacham say it's aser during the week because of darkei amori. Yotzin bebeitas achargol analyzes the Gemara da avdi l'shilcha. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, it was used to deal with shichla is an earache. Uveshein shoshul David l'shtuna, and shein of an ox was used for shinta, is a sleep disorder. The chiyo leman denoim, the tooth of a live fox is used by one who is overly drowsy. The misa leman deloinem, and a dead fox, misa's dead, was used for an insomniac who cannot go to sleep. Uvematmim in atzolov, the Gemara continues, David l'zipra, one may go out with the snail on Shabbos because it's used to hail, zipra is a wound. The Mishnah had said, Mishum Refua, that one is allowed to go out Mishum Refua with the Beitza Schargal. For Refua, Rabbi Divrei Meir, these are the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, Abaye v'Rava da Amri Tavayu. Abaye v'Rava both hold. Kol Dover Sheyesh Bo Mishum Refua. Anything that has a medicinal purpose for it, Eimishum Darkei Amori. Then it's not a violation of Darkei Amori because it's being done for medicine. Ha'imbo Mishum Refua, but if it's not done for medicinal purposes, so then in such a case, Yeshbo Mishum Darkei Amori. Then it falls into the category of Darkei Amori. Rashi explains at this stage the Gemara is learning that Kol Davar Sheyeshbo Mishum Refua means that it's obvious that it's for Refua. Asks the Gemara about Tanya, but didn't we learn in a Braisa, Elon, Shemeshir Peirosav, a tree whose fruits fell off, Sokro, Vesoveos, Vesikro, Vetono, Ba'avonim. the Amoraim, the Amorites, used to do these things to save a tree. So what do we see? We learn in a Braisa that one is allowed to do these things, even though it's not for refuah, even though it's Darkei Amori. Analyze the Gemara. I understand if you're talking about putting rocks on them. It's in order to make its sap weaken and in order to cause the fruits not to ripen early. Elasikra besikra, my refuah covers, but painting it, what type of refuah will take place? Answers the Gemara. In order that people should see it, it's marked that this is a tree in danger, and ask for rachmanis for the tree. When they pronounce an individual tamei, the Torah Kedoshah says that we should pronounce someone tamei. Chazal say, as well as sotalam and beiz, that you're supposed to publicize that he's tamei. Many people in Vakish Rachim. So the Gemara had asked, at the end of the day, all these things seem to be Darkei Amori, and we answer no, that there is a botanical reason to put the rocks on it, and for Tefillah, we have it marked. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Kimantalina and Kufsa Bedikla, who do we follow when we hang a bunch of dates upon a palm tree? Kiaitana, says the Gemara, we're following this Tana. Tani Tana the Peret, because there was a teacher of Brises who taught several halachos in regards to Perek Amurai, those are the practices of Amurai, Kamedor Abichia Baraman, he taught these things. In other words, there was a Tana who had learned Amoraic practices and studied them to be able to teach them to Talmid Dechacham. Amar Reb Chiya said to him, Kula Ispa Mishum Darkei Amori L'Var Mehani, you should publicize that all of these are prohibited based on Darkei Amori, except for these two things. Mishe Yesha Etzem B'Grono, if someone has a bone stuck in his throat, Mevi Meosam Min, he should bring of the same species, Uminiach Lo Al Kudkodo, and he should place it on top of his skull, and say, Chad Nochis Bola, one by one, it should go down, Bola Nochis Chad Chad. In such a case, it's not considered Darkei Hamori. La'adra for a fishbone, then le'mahachi, you should say this, and it doesn't qualify as Darkei Hamori. Nin'atza kamachad, you are bedded like a needle. Nig'alta kisris, you are locked tightly as a shutter. Shoya, shoya, go down. Rav Chiya Bar-Huna now continued describing things that are asur, ha'omer, Gedi, Gedi. If one says, my constellation, Gedi, Visanuk lo ashki uvushi, should be neither worn out by day or night, yesh b'mishum Darkei Amori. That is considered Darkei Amori. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Gade eno el aloshin avodazar. The Lashon Gade is mamish avodazar. Shenemar ha'arichim la Gade shulchan. Those who set a table for Gade. This is a pasuk found in Yeshayo, that Gade was and Avodah Zarah. Braisa gives us other examples of Maisa Amoraim, Emoraim, Hu Bishma Vihi Bishma, if he is called with her name, and she is called with his name, Yeshbo Mishum Darkei HaMori. That also qualifies as Darkei HaMori. There was some type of fear that they would have by having the husband and wife called by their actual names. Donu Doni, if he says, my barrels of wine be strengthened, yesh bo mishum Darkei Amori, it's also Darkei Amori. The Gemara is going to continue with many other examples. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain don el lashon avodah zarah, as the pasuk says in Amos, hanishboin ba'ash mashomrem v'amru chen elokecha don. Ha'omer lo'orev orev, ha'omer lo'orev tzrach, if he calls to her, says to a raven, croak, ula orve shrieki, or to a orvasa, with a female raven, shriek. We see now that the word shriek has sources in Aramaic. Shrieki means to shriek. Vachziru liznavech letova, and turn your tail to me for a good fortune. Yeshua Mishum Darke Mori. Tarnagol. Zeshikor Arvis. If he says slaughter the Tarnagol that is called Arvis, the Tarnagol Shikor Gavris, or a hen that is that crows like a rooster, Yeshba Mishum Darke Mori also qualifies as Darke Mori. This Gemara is very important. This line, this Gemara in general has been a difficult Gemara to learn. I would imagine not only you should know for you, but also for me. However, you should know that this Gemara is a very important Mara Makom in regards to use the minig of slugging kaparet and using a chicken, because our Gemara here says it's Darka Amori to slaughter a chicken and say that one is slaughtering it for some type of reason. Be'ezer Hashem, in the Halacha section, we may very well discuss the implication of this Gemara as far as kaparas are concerned.
Gemara continues, Eshtev Oser, Eshtev Oser. If he says, I will drink and leave over, I will drink and leave over. Rashi explains that he says that so there should be a bracha that's in his wine. That's also Yeshbo Mishum Darche HaMori. Hamevakas Beitzim Mekosel Bifnei Efrochim. If one breaks eggshells upon a wall in front of Efrochim, that they should not die, Yeshbo Mishum Darche HaMori. That's also Darche HaMori. Vamagis Bifnei Efrochim. If one stirs in front of small chicks, Yeshbo Mishum Darche HaMori. Hamirakedes, v'amonim shim ve'echad efrochim shvu shalo yimusu. If you count 71 efrochim in order that they should not die, yesh b'mishum darke emori. Hamirakedes lakutach, if a woman dances in front of the kutach in order that it should be strong and tasty, v'amishatekes adoshim, or if she silences people when placing lentils into a pot so that they should cook well, v'amitzavachas l'gurisin, or she shouts before beans in order that they should cook well, yesh b'mishum darkei ha'amori. Ha'mishtanim efnei k'dei rasa, b'shvil sh'despashim lehira. If a woman urinates before she cooks in order that the food will cook quickly, yesh b'mishum darkei ha'amori. Avon nosnim kisim sh'altus v'shivrei z'chuchis bakteira. However, you're allowed to place a splinter of wood or glass fragments into a pot so the food will cook quickly, but actually is not Darkei Mori, because this can actually speed up the process of cooking. Rashi explains that the kisim sheltus, this type of wood, has a certain sap like vinegar inside that's helpful for the bishul. Chacham said that even though the heat of the zchuchis will help for it to cook quickly, nevertheless there is a sakana putting a piece of glass inside. Tan Rabbanon, the Rabbanon taught us, Noisnim bul shel melech l'solchaner. You're allowed to put a fistful, bul is a fistful, of salt into a candle, b'shvil shetoyer v'tadlik, in order that should light well. V'nosnim tit v'charoses tachas haner, b'shvil shetamtin v'tadlik. And you can put mud or clay beneath a lamp, so it will burn more slowly. And of course, this is not Amori, Derech Amori. Salt causes the oil to uncongeal, and therefore it flows more easily to the wick. And in the case of the lime, so there that causes the oil to be cold and not burn up as quickly. Amar Rav Zutrin taught, Haiman de Mechasi Sharga de Mishcha, a person who needlessly covers an oil lamp, umegali nafta, or uncovers a nafet lamp, causing them to burn more quickly, ka'ovar mishum bal tashchis, is over bal tashchis, it's wasting the oil. Chan v'chayil from Rabbanon. If someone says wine and life to the mouths of the rabbis, ein ba mishum darkei amori, because he's just giving a bracha to the Rabbanon. Maisa Rabbi Akiva, shas mishul benoi, Rabbi Akiva made a party for his son. Al kol kais v'kais shehevi, or every kais that was brought, amar chamer v'chayil fun rabbanon, chay v'chamer fun rabbanon ful talmideon. There should be life and wine in the mouths of both the rabbanon and the talmidim. Hadron alach ha-me'isha, our perek concludes, and Baruch Hashem, we have concluded Daf Samach Zayin, a very hard Gemara for many of us to relate to with old-fashioned remedies or remedies that we're not familiar or don't understand its power. Nevertheless, like even all the dafim that are hard to relate to, there were definitely nuggets of beauty that we can understand inside them as well. Bezer Hashem, we now go on to the halacha section. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Samach Zayin, the night after the Chanukah Masiba with my Talmidim from Netiv Aryeh. So that's why I'm hoarse. I sit outside in a beautiful, actually slightly chilly night in Eretz Yisrael by the beautiful Neiros Chanukah that light up against the dark sky. Our topic, Bezer Hashem, from Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, is whether a person can go out in a Rishus HaRabim with a handkerchief in a permissible manner. This begins in our sugya on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, because the Gemara says that even if we do not consider all of Bnei Yisrael, the sons of kings, says the Gemara right before the Mishnah Yotzin Bebeit HaTarnagol, and for that reason only Bnei Malachim would be able to go out with bells on their clothing, because for them it's a tachshit. Nevertheless, says Rava, that everybody agrees that if there is an object which is attached to the beged, Rava Amar Barg B'Ksusa V'Divrei HaKol, that if it's attached, it will be permissible. This is discussed in Shulchan Aruch about taking certain things that would normally be taken in one's pocket and attached to the beged, that at time, according to some, is permissible. Let's take a look at Simen Shin Aleph Sif Chaf Gimel. Habonim Yotzim Bizogim, those are Pamonim Ketanim, Harugim Lem B'Ksusam, children are allowed to go out with bells that are attached and woven into their clothing. Avolim Ein Harugim Lo, we paskin like the opinion of Rava. The Mishnah Brura adds on that the prohibition of Arugim versus non-arugim, in other words, that if it is arug, then it's acceptable, but if it's not arug, it's not acceptable, applies in the following way. Says the Mishnah Brura Sifkatan Pei, Vafilu heim kshurim laksus, even if they're tied to the garment, that's not enough. It's not enough to simply tie something to a garment and then be allowed to carry it. So, if a person wants to carry a handkerchief, once upon a time when tissues weren't as common, this is one of the generation gaps that I have with my father, Shlita, is that my father still uses a handkerchief to blow his nose. Our modern generation, where tissues were easy to produce, most people would not think of using a handkerchief. So in the old generation, that was very common. My father maybe, well, always walks around with a handkerchief in his pocket, and therefore on Shabbos, it's actually a significant adjustment where he cannot take a handkerchief with him, and says the Mishnah Brura, he cannot tie it to his garment as well. Now it's important to note that the reason one cannot tie it to the garment is not because that, according to this opinion of the Mishnah Brura, that it would be considered carrying, but rather the Chayshinan Doma Mifsik Maxus, we're afraid it's going to become separated from the garment and then he'll come to carry it. However, if the object is woven into the garment, so now we have the possibility of it being permissible. However, the Rama comments based on that Gos Maimini. V'lo mahani had mechuber laksus rak b'davar shedarko lios mechuber sham. The only thing that's permissible to attach is what's normal for it to be attached to a beged. Avon chivar sham davar she'ein darko bekach. Awesome. But if they attach something that is not normal to be attached to the garment, that would be prohibited. Mishnah Brura explains in Sifkatan Pei Beis that it's a gzeira on mechuber ato einu mechuber, that if people are going to see, he goes out with a handkerchief attached, if it's not normal for them to attach, so then in such a case, they'll think before long you could go out with a handkerchief. The Mishnah Brura then raises another possibility of why it's aser. He says, the Tshuvas HaRashba brought down the Beis Yosef, says the reason why it's prohibited is because it's considered a masui. It never becomes batel to the beged. And therefore, what we have at play is not only an Iser Darabanan, according to the second opinion of Mishnah Brura, but rather an Iser Daraisa. The next part of the Ramah about garments that are attached, we haven't gotten to the bottom line as far as handkerchiefs or a decorative cloth in one's breast pocket, suit, breast pocket, whose proper term I've forgotten since I've come to Israel. But first, the Rama actually brings up a case that for many of us has, I would imagine, a very painful association. Va'osin igulim yirukim, and those round green circles, shegazra malchus shel kol Yehudi Yisa echad mehem b'ksusa, that the Gentile governments decreed that the Jews wear in their clothing, mutter latzeis bahen. It's permissible to wear, of course, it was followed not by the green circle, but the yellow Jewish star the Nazis forced us to wear. Mutter latzeis bahen afilu eina tafer b'ksusa rak mechuber sham ksas, as long as it's a little bit attached, one is allowed to wear them. And here the Rama concludes, one is allowed to go out with a handkerchief that is used to wipe one's nose, if it is attached to the garment. So we see that the Rama allows one to go out with a handkerchief that's used to blow one's nose if it's attached to the garment. For that matter, then, the cloth that is added to the breast pocket and a suit, which often matches the tie, might fall into that category as well. However, the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Pei Dalid begins to analyze whether this heter of the Rama still applies today. Here he echoes the problem of the Rajba, and that is, if at the end of the day, this garment or this kerchief is not bata legabe beged, then that will be a problem. And he writes, and even though it's neither a garment nor it's an adornment, one could argue possibly the matching cloth in the suit to the tie might be different. The handkerchief is also not considered a burden. It was normal for them to tie it into the garment. And for that reason, it becomes batel to the rest of the beged. There are poskim that say that for this reason, since it's normal to have extra buttons sewn into a suit, so then it would not be carrying to walk out with a suit that has extra buttons on the inside. Now, says the Mishneh Berurah, fiza bizmanenu, she'ein derech lios hapachaltit tafer me'abeged, lo batel hu legabe beged va'asur. If it's not normal, so then it's not batel to the beged, and therefore asur. For that reason, what would emerge is that if it's not normal for people to tie a handkerchief to their garment, it could very well be an isur daraisa to walk out with that handkerchief sewn into the garment. The Mishneh Berurah does quote a lenient opinion as well. He quotes a Taz, skipping a line in Sif Katan Pei Dal, V'yeshe Kasuv. Some say, V'fisha Paichel Tu Dover Shein Achashuv, Batu L'gabe Eksus. Even if it's not normal, since it's not the dominant part of the garment, it becomes Batu to the rest of the garment. Ramesha Feinstein, in his Chuvas Arachayim Chelek Gimel Simen Memches, adds that even according to this opinion, the lenient opinion, that would only apply if someone would use the handkerchief when it's still tied to the garment. However, if you need to take it off, let's say it's attached by safety pins as well, according to the Mishneh Berurah in early places, if the safety pins are a double stitch, just like a double stitch by sewing, it was put through and through with the safety pin as well, will be considered attached. Nevertheless, if the only way one would use it is by taking off the handkerchief, it would be a problem. So bottom line, for a person to attach a handkerchief, if they're simply going to take it off to use, according to all deos, even the Taz, would be problematic. According to the first day in the Mishneh Berurah, it would be problematic even if one would leave it attached the whole Shabbos, if it's not normal for people to attach the handkerchief. Therefore, the cloth that adorns the suit that some people put in the breast pocket that often matches the tie, if it would be attached to the beged, it would seem to me it would not be a problem because it's normal for a person to go out like that, and therefore, even according to the first opinion of the Mishnah Brura, it would be acceptable. The Tshuvas Ar Letzion from Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul in Chelek Beis Perichov Gimel Tshuva Vav adds that today he thinks even if you leave the beged attached to the handkerchief, and a person would only use the handkerchief when attached to the beged, the taz would not apply, because the taz was talking in those days when it was common to have a handkerchief which was buttled to the beged. Today it sticks out like a sore thumb, and for that reason, even according to the taz, the Ar Letzion argued it would be problematic. Of course, if one was using the handkerchief that matches the tie in the breast pocket as an adornment, with, if it's not attached to the suit, that would be an Isur D'Oraisa L'chura to walk out with. And we're only talking about where it was made, like some are made, that is attached to the beged. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Samach Zayin. And Be'ezer Hashem, we now go on to Perek Klal Gadol, probably the most important Perek in Masechet Shabbos.